This showcase displays finds from the Neolithic, Enneolithic, Bronze and Iron Age periods. The older Neolithic sites from the area of Negotin Krajina include the Pesak necropolis in Kladovo, Velesnica, Knjepište, Ušća Kameničkog Potoka and Prahovo. Among the everyday life objects on display, most noteworthy are the vessels made of baked earth, stone and bone tools, clubs, axes, bone needles, earth and stone amulets. The most characteristic finds of the cultural group from Starčevo include one head of an anthropomorphic figurine from Tamnić, a monumental spherical pot with attachments in arched rows, as well as numerous ceramic fragments of larger conical bowls and polished stone axes. The only discovery of anthropomorphic plastic from the late Vinča culture comes from the Pesak site in Korbovo. It is seated statuette with a pentagonal face and hands placed on the hips. The Enneolithic or Copper Age is a period marked by the discovery of copper, a metal that started being used for making primitive tools, weapons, jewelry, and smaller objects. It marked the further evolution of the Neolithic cultures, which gradually became familiar with copper, processed it, and turned it into smaller decorative items or axes that imitate stone Neolithic models. The appearance of this technology also caused the emergence of new specialized professions and trades, miners, blacksmiths. The oldest copper mine on the soil of Europe, Dnevni Kop in Rudna Glava, gave Serbian and European science one of the most valuable discoveries about the origin and development of ancient mining and metallurgy. From this site, you can see a zoomorphic altar, or miner's lamp, with displays of two deer heads. The mine is dated to the period between 5400 or 5350 and 4650 BC. In addition to this item, the most interesting finds from this period are items related to spiritual life, anthropomorphic figurines, ceramic two-handled goblets, amorphi with cylindrical neck decorated in the impresso technique, copper cross axes. The Bronze Age represents the era of complete mastery of the technique of crafting metal objects from gold and bronze. It is characterized by the production of tools, weapons and jewelry from copper and tin alloy, by the developed agriculture, exchange of goods, crafts, literacy and art, like cave painting, object sculpting. It was this period that also produced objects such as biconical and decorated dark black dishes, cylindrical neck urns, one-handled biconical bowls, and sharply profiled cups with a vertical handle. Also appearing for the first time was the sword, accompanied by battle axes with a cylindrical shaft and a developed blade decorated with geometric motifs, as well as winged axes, including the bronze axe from Boljetin, which is one of the oldest bronze finds in the Central Balkans. Jewelry includes discoid-type pins, richly decorated bracelets with a massive triangular cross-section and pendants in the shape of mistletoe. After the final phase of the Bronze Age comes the youngest period of prehistory, the Iron Age, which is divided into two basic periods, the Older Iron Age, Hallstatt, and the Younger Iron Age, Laten. At the beginning of this period, iron came into wide use, jewelry and weapons became more massive, ceramics lost their decorativeness, and the first money appeared. Among the displayed exhibits of Hallstatt and Laten culture, especially noteworthy are the iron objects intended for practical use. Weapons, large iron swords, spears, knives, axes and daggers, jewelry, pafta belt buckles, bracelets, torque necklaces, fibulae, decorative pins, ceramics, which reached its culmination in this era in typological and ornamental features as well as Celtic money.